We're trapped!
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
The note was short. It said simply, "In your time of need, we're behind you 100%. Your friends." Their skiff was gone, and so was Flipper. I had a feeling Sandy and Bud just might know who was behind this mystery note. But even more of a mystery, where were Sandy and Bud?
Thank you.
Abner. How are you?
I'm fine. Say, I sure was sorry to hear the news, Mr. Reeves. But don't you worry. Everything is going to be all right. Besides, your credit is always good here.
What news, Abner? What's going on?
Oh, I know you Rickses. You've all got your pride. But there's no harm in friends trying to help each other. Now, is there?
Now, wait a minute. What's going on around here?
Sure, I'm sorry to hear about what happened, Porter. If any jobs turn up around here, I'll let you know. Good luck, Porter.
Man like you shouldn't worry, Porter. Well, you're just going on to a brighter future. And God bless you, lad.
All right, now, do you mind telling me what's going on around here? Give it to me straight.
Well, we all signed it, Porter. Everybody in town. When we heard you was fired, we all of us got together and tried to help. This petition is going to Washington. We want you for our ranger. Nobody else.
Fired? But I haven't been fired, Abner.
Well, your boys came to me with the news. Sandy and Bud were all worked up about finding you a job.
Fired?
Honest, Porter, fired. That's what I understood them to say.
Okay, Abner. Where are the boys now?
Well, they were talking to Mrs. McGuire here, and then this Navy fella, he came around and told them about a job over at the base. I guess they went over there.
They go on their bikes?
No, they were in the skiff.
In the skiff? The only way over to the Navy base by boat from here is through the gunnery range. They wouldn't go that way.
They sure were in an awful hurry.
I better check on them.
Thank you. Later, boys.
Dad, what about Flipper?
Flipper's as safe as he can be, Bud. You boys all right?
We're okay, Dad. Can we make him stop firing?
We're gonna have to. Otherwise, we're not gonna get out of here. Sandy, give me the picnic basket. That fishing pole.
Free, just the front end. I tried something.
A radar reflector.
Yeah, let's hope the Navy's got its radar screen on.
Let me have the rest of the pole easy now.
Hope it works. I think they've stopped. I'm gonna take a look. You boys keep your heads down.
Man, was I scared.
Yeah, no, bud. We all were.
I'm sorry, Dad.
All right, let's get Flipper into the water, huh? Go ahead.
Flipper.
Guess we did a pretty dumb thing, huh, Dad?
We thought you were going to be fired, Dad, so we just had to do something.
Well, we'll talk about what you did later on. Right now, let's all be thankful we're still alive. And that the Navy has such a good radar system. Better check on that being fired right now.
Boy, Sandy, I sure hope you don't have to leave Coral Key. And Flipper.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go hear what's happening.
But Dennis, I don't understand. Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Let me get this straight. You were fired, too? You mean every ranger on this East Coast was given a termination check? But Dennis, I don't... Oh, I see. Yeah, that solves it. Right. Yeah, the computer. Okay, Dennis, thank you very much. Bye. It was supposed to be a vacation check, not a termination check. The computer goofed. Maybe we ought to send that computer on vacation, huh?
Or fire it.
Did you hear that, Flipper? We don't have to leave now.
We're real sorry for taking you out there, Flipper. You knew better all along, didn't you?
All right, now, boys, listen to me. Bud, I want you to find a needy family that can use those groceries. Sandy, I want you to get on this phone and call Abner and tell him to knock off those rumors about me being fired. And then I want you to both listen to Flipper when he tries to tell you to do something. Do you understand me? Hear that, Flipper?